I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Three grizzly bears died on northwest Montana highways last week. As bears search for food before bunking down for the winter, wildlife officials are cautioning drivers to watch out for the animals feasting on roadkill. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On October 27th, a female cub was found dead on Highway 35 along Flathead Lake, and later that day, a logging truck hit and killed an adult male grizz on the Swan Highway. On November 2nd, a yearling female grizz was found dead on the Swan Highway. Food has been scarce for grizzlies this year, says John Fraley of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. It was a bad season for huckleberries.
And so what's going on is these bears are down in lower elevations and feeding on roadkill along our highways because there's just a lack of food in general up in the higher elevation. So we're really asking folks to keep their eyes open, maybe slow down a little bit, and try to give the bears a break.
Fraley said he couldn't remember another time when this many bears were killed on Montana highways in such a short time. The Montana Department of Transportation and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks are trying to remove roadkill deer from highway corridors to minimize the chances of bears being attracted. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
State attorneys will ask the Montana Supreme Court on Wednesday to allow them to enforce restrictions on medical marijuana that have been blocked for years, for 4 years, by a Helena judge. Restrictions, advocates say, would cut off access for very ill patients. The restrictions are part of a broader law passed by the Montana legislature in 2011. They aim to ban medical marijuana sales and advertising. A 14-year-old Haver girl who was the subject of a missing and endangered person alert has been located and is safe. Haver police said Aaliyah Gray was last seen about 4 o'clock Monday and had sent messages to her mother saying she was going to walk to meet her in North Dakota. She was considered endangered due to the inclement weather. Gray's biological mother does not have custody of her. The alert was canceled this afternoon after a tip from a citizen led law enforcement to her location. Montana state agencies are now required to classify all data they produce or receive into four categories that range from public to top secret under a policy approved by a little-known panel of technology managers from across state government. The data classification policy approved in September by the Information Technology Managers Council claims to strengthen cybersecurity protections. Under the policy, all data acquired, created, or maintained by a state agency must be classified by the agency head as public, confidential, secret, or top secret. The data is then stored within the agency in an information system with security levels categorized as low, medium, or high, depending on the data classification. An anti-government activist on trail in Montana talked a lot about plans to acquire flamethrowers and other weapons, supposedly to take on authorities, but never acted until he was befriended by an FBI informant and an undercover agent who said he could provide such weaponry, a defense attorney said on Tuesday. Defense attorney Mark Werner challenged the prosecution's case against William Christopher Wolf as the Gallatin County man's trial on federal weapons charges entered its second day. A startup wind energy firm from Sweetgrass County today asked the Montana Public Service Commission to change the state's rules governing small energy producers. Gray Cliff Wind Energy attorney Michael Uda says the current rules require a small energy producer to win a competitive bidding process in order to sell power to Northwestern Energy. He says the electric utility has used that requirement to keep his company out of the power market.
They don't want us selling to their customers. It's really that simple. And so they come up with various things, and the commission has gone along with them, in part, I think, because of fear of the unknown more than anything else.
An attorney for Northwestern Energy contradicted most of Gray Cliff's claims. Al Brogan told the commission that NWE has entered into contracts with other private wind and solar power producers. The commission has until March to decide whether to rewrite its rules as the wind power developer has requested. A Montana woman who was serving a 30-year prison sentence for pushing her husband to his death from a cliff in Glacier National Park asked an appeals court to allow her to withdraw her guilty plea to second-degree murder. Appellate defender Michael Donahoe argued today that federal prosecutors unfairly recommended that Jordan Graham of Kalispell be sentenced to 50 years to life in prison for the July 2013 death of Cody Johnson, who was 25, just 8 days after their marriage. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.